The replacement for Hal Gazaway kicked off her campaign at El Rodeo Restaurant in the Muldoon neighborhood. Surrounded by tortilla chip-laden tables, she explained why she's running.
Well, I'm running because, unfortunately, Hal stepped down, and I didn't vote for Gabrielle Ledoux the last time, and I don't want to vote for her this time.
61-year-old Kay Rollison says she came to Alaska from her home state of South Carolina in 1975 to work in the construction industry. She started out working on the pipeline in Fairbanks, where she was employed by the Culinary Hotel and Restaurant Union. In 2006, she ran for lieutenant governor and lost. Over the years, she's worked in labor management and contracting in the construction industry, specializing in civil rights and affirmative action. She says her work experience will be useful if voters send her to Juneau.
I worked on the pipeline for unions, for construction companies. I moved from that into a consulting business, worked for construction projects, kind of as a liaison between the different contractors, state, fed, native corporations, locals.
If she's elected, Rollison says she'll focus on making sure Muldoon gets funding from the state to pay for the infrastructure needed as the nearby base and the neighborhood expand. She says she's pro-choice, supports gay rights, and dislikes the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling. The Democratic Party released a statement from Gazaway saying he withdrew because he could not comply with the candidate disclosure rules without compromising some of his client's attorney-client confidentiality. Gazaway was unopposed in Tuesday's primary and won with 360 votes. Republican candidate Gabrielle Ledoux also ran unopposed and won with 574 votes. Rollison will face Ledoux in the general election November 6th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.